Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, September 2nd, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking news this morning, Jane Krakowski is returning to Broadway as Mary Todd Lincoln in Oh, Mary. She will play the role for 8 weeks only, from October 14th to December 7th. Krakowski is best known for her television roles in 30 Rock, Ally McBeal, and Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. She is also the current host of Fox's Name That Tune. Her last Broadway appearance came in 2016 in a revival of She Loves Me. Mary is currently being played by Jinx Monsoon through September 28th. Understudy Hannah Solau will play the role from September 30th to October 12th. Krakowski's replacement will also be announced later. Oh, Mary continues at the Lyceum Theater. Tickets are now on sale through July 5th, 2026 at telecharge.com. The pieces are coming together. Full casting was announced this morning for the upcoming revival of Chess. Rounding out the principal company, Hannah Cruz will play Svetlana, Bryce Pinkham will play the Arbiter, Bradley Dean will take on Molokov, and Sean Alan Krill will play Walter. Cruz originated the role of Inez Milholland in Suffs, which last year marked her Broadway debut. Pinkham last appeared in 2022's Ohio State Murders, and Dean was a standby in Redwood earlier this year as Krill played H.T. Carmichael in Floyd Collins. The four of them joined the previously announced Leah Michelle as Florence, Aaron Tveit as Freddy, and Nicholas Christopher as Anatoly. 14 ensemblists and 6 swings complete the Broadway cast. Chess begins previews October 15th and opens November 16th at the Imperial Theater. And finally today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending August 31st. Labor Day weekend set the stage for one last industry-wide summertime bump in 2025. Purpose played its final Broadway performance on Sunday at the Helen Hayes Theater. The family drama, which won Best Play at this year's Tony Awards, set a new house record for the Hayes, making $1,020,309. The revival of Art began its run at the Music Box Theater on Thursday. Led by Neil Patrick Harris, Bobby Cannavale, and James Corden, the play sold out its first 3 previews and grossed $668,504, opening night is September 16th. Tony winner Darren Criss said goodbye for now to Maybe Happy Ending. This year's Best Musical Tony winner made $1,567,740, selling out the Belasco. New lead Andrew Barth Feldman begins a limited run tonight before Criss returns in November. The legendary Tsidi Manier concluded an over 9,000 performance run in The Lion King over the weekend. The smash hit made another $1,875,700 at the Minskoff as new Rafiki Nitsepa Pitjeng Molabatsi starts up tonight. Elijah Johnson moonwalked for the last time over at MJ, which grossed $1,333,700 at the Neil Simon. Matt Martinez replaces him starting this evening. And Hadestown bid farewell to its entire principal cast, selling out the Walter Kerr. It made $721,204 as new faces Jack Wolf, Morgan Dudley, Paolo Jott, Rebecca Naomi Jones, and Kurt Elling take the railroad train to hell, beginning tonight. As a whole, last week, Broadway made over $30.6 million across 28 running shows. As fall is now just around the corner, the coming weeks are expected to be leaner financially. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.